1050 Chum at 1228, and on the line is J.D. Roberts. J.D., where are you calling from?
Oh, Steve, I'm calling from Mississauga. We were, believe it or not, out for a midnight stroll when the first explosion hit, and right away we thought it was the Holocaust, and we were going to go and kiss our wives goodbye because we thought that was it. Then all of a sudden the fire settled down a little bit, so we jumped in the car. We were on the scene before the police were. Now, what it is, it's on the rail line between Burnhamthorpe and Dundas Highway in Mississauga, right along Mavis Road. It looks like a propane tanker went up, first of all, bringing back memories, of course, of a couple of years ago with that campground in France where that whole area was wiped out by an explosion. Flames were leaping at least 300 feet into the air. We were within about 100 yards of the railway train at the time the second explosion hit. And let me tell you, we ran for the hills. The flames at that point leaped almost 1,000 feet into the air. It looked like propane tankers for sure. On our way back here to call you, there was a third explosion, and anything that was within the area of 300 feet around that railway track at the time right now is gone. Let me tell you, it's that bad.
Is it a residential area?
It's not a residential area. It is an industrial complex. People who live in Mississauga will know that is the area where the Mississauga Transit buses are housed. There is a lot of steel industry around that area. There was a chemical plant nearby. When we got there, the sprinklers, the anti-fire sprinklers were working at that time, so it looks like things in that area may be safe. The area of the fire itself, the propane fire is what I believe it to be, was contained within about a 100-yard radius of the train itself. But let me tell you, it is incredible. There are pieces of that train about 100 feet away. It just blew three tankers apart when the first explosion went, and then there were two subsequent explosions after that.
Okay, J.D., thanks for calling.
Okay, Steve.
Okay, we'll have more details coming up on Chum.